This is Radio Richard Ireland. A reading from my book, Bredon Yeats. I was already some 26,000 words into my next work, when word came to me about 9 o'clock on Saturday evening, the 7th of December 2013, that I should consider doing another work at the same time. I was sitting on the large crescent moon-shaped seat in the lobby bar of the Silver Springs Hotel in Tivoli in Cork City. I was facing the glass-encased fireplace and the entrance, and enjoying a cup of tea and sticky toffee pudding with caramel ice cream and caramel sauce. I had brought along with me a red-covered notebook, into which I was about to write some thoughts on my present project, when his voice, like a fragrant breeze, came to me. I knew straight away whose voice it was, as I had heard it a number of times down through the years. And he was saying, "Should my voice fade in your ears, and my love vanish in your memory, then I will come again, and with a richer heart, and lips more yielding to the Spirit will I speak. Yea, I shall return with the tide, and though death may hide me, and the greater silence enfold me, yet again will I seek your understanding, and not in vain will I seek. If aught I have said is truth, that truth shall reveal itself in a clearer voice, and in words more akin to your thoughts. Good evening, Richard." "Good evening, Khalil." It was the voice of Khalil Gibran. "Richard, pardon me for interrupting your thoughts, but I need to ask of you a favor." "How can I be of help, Khalil?" "You know well how I greatly admire your fellow countryman, William Butler Yeats, Richard, and how I have always wanted to express my admiration for him. While I had the privilege of drawing a portrait of him in 1911 in my studio at the Hermitage in New York, my literary oeuvre is devoid of a poetic tribute to him. Thus have I felt my literary output to be insufficient, to be incomplete. I have a need to sing a deeper song to the world, to build a greater tower in the sky, which I would dedicate to William. Since I came over to this side of living, the all of 82 years ago of your time, that need has grown stronger. Here we are oft meeting, and always talking about our previous existences. He as a Yeats of Ireland, and I as a Gibran of Lebanon. One thing he mentioned to me that has stayed with me is that before coming over to this side, he desired to edit much of his earlier letters and even give shape anew to some of his poems. This got me thinking about my own writings, in particular my works written in English. Now, while I don't feel any need to edit them or even reshape them anew, I do want, however, to use them to create a single work, a poem which would be a tribute to him. While the idea of dedicating a work, a poem to William, is admirable, Khalil, I don't think it is a great idea to take your known works and present them again to the world in a new form. For the past 95 years or so, your beloved readers have got used to those works as you originally presented them. They have become endeared to their hearts and engraved in their minds. I know that, Richard, and I greatly appreciate it. But tell me, where is the joy in songs oft too heard? Both can comfortably coexist. My beloved readers will grow to cherish the new work too, as they did the older works. And besides, we need to be continuously transforming our ideas, for by doing so, will we be transforming ourselves within the mirror transformations. We need ever to be setting ourselves and our works free from the bondage of yesterdays, while at the same time sustaining their integrity. How do I fit into the picture, Khalil? I have been fascinated, Richard, with your present project, working as you are on Thomas Aquinas's Summa Theologica, Your new style of verse, a new reading style for the times that will take mankind farther out into space and bring visitors anew to the planet, has inspired me to look at my own work in such a light. As you are wanting for the readers of your project, I would like my readers also to pause where a word invites them to pause, and to only move on, and then only slowly too, when the text itself gives them leave to do so. What I would like you to do is to place down verbatim what I will dictate to you, to immaculately transmit sifted words which I have already, in anticipation of our collaboration, set free from their original syntactical husks. It sounds very interesting, Khalil. And how soon would you need us to start? As soon as possible, Richard, for I'm excited about sharing it with you, and with William, and the world. I have never concurrently worked on two projects, two adventures, but for you, Khalil, I will make an exception. Wonderful, Richard, thank you. Do you have any publisher in mind to which I should submit the work? I don't want the initial work to be published by anyone save by you yourself, Richard. I want you to publish it yourself, as you have done with your own works. You mean for I to self-publish it, Khalil? Yes, Richard. You can title it as follows. Bradon Yeats, a Khalil Gibran tribute to W.B. Yeats. Have the cover be snow white and contain Auguste Feguet's wonderful illustration, Cedar of Lebanon. Have the title be in green and the rest in black. Below the illustration, have your own name. On the back cover, let there be but the following. Should my voice fade in your ears and my love vanish in your memory, then I will come again, and with a richer heart and lips more yielding to the spirit will I speak. Yea, I shall return with the tide, and though death may hide me, and the greater silence enfold me, yet again will I seek your understanding. And not in vain will I seek. If aught I have said is truth, that truth shall reveal itself in a clearer voice, and in words more akin to your thoughts. Khalil Gibran. Of an eve and midday hour in December 2013, the voice of Khalil Gibran visits philosopher, poet, publisher, His Excellency Richard Serenity of Era, the Starlight Ambassador. And what about the mystical paintings that were contained in the original works? Have a young Maud gone, and the cedar at the dawn, suns, moons, stars be of the day, a golden phoenix in flight by eve. I see. Serenity of Era, the Starlight Ambassador? In my eyes, Richard, this is of and who and what you are. Oh, and recount how the work came about, line number all. As you have spoken, all in all will fully be in accordance. Looking forward with wonder, Khalil, I am, to this great adventure. I am too, Richard. Thank you. Adieu.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.